When I took over in 2015 and every year since then, except this year, what we've always seen is the number of incidents that occur at those crossings that have an active warning device, which is the cross bucks, the signs, the bells, the lights, and the gates. The number of collisions at those crossings was actually higher than those at the crossings that had only the cross buck sign. This year has been totally different. I don't know what the deal is, but every year has been like 48 to 52 or 54% up to this year. And this year, only 25% of the crashes thus far this year have occurred at those crossings where they are are equipped with the gates and the lights and the signs and so forth. So this has been kind of a different year.